Well, we meet again. It's just Jackie, coming to you with a new quote, a gentle rant, or maybe a little nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. Today's little gem, relatable or relevant? Which are you more focused on? Trying to be relatable or are you trying to be relevant? Now they both serve a good purpose, but one has more to do with the legacy. The other one has more to do with, let's call it popularity. You know, a legacy goes on and on. Popularity comes and goes. It fades with the changes of time. So relatable, when you're trying to be relatable, you are casually connected to something. Like there's a surface connection that you have there. When you are relevant, you are closely connected with something. There are roots planted there. So that's the difference. And so if you heard last week's podcast, that's kind of like the Judas and the Peter, all right? Sometimes that person or that thing that you're after, it's the thing that's popular right now, or it's the person who is popular right now. Like they are the buzzword or the buzz people, or, you know, they're the ones that are influencing right now, but it doesn't always last. Now, I'm not saying that some people don't last, but I'm saying sometimes we're connecting ourselves with something because we just want to relate to something. I want to be a part of this thing. I want to be known with this particular in group. But everything about it is surface. There are no roots. There's no depth to it at all. And so if circumstances, if a trial depends on the temptation that may come, like if any of those things come, then you'll find that the surface will fall away. It won't last. It'll crumble. It'll blow with the wind. But when you're relevant, that means there are roots there. So when trials and temptations come, when, you know, the wind blows, when there's some pain and suffering, when there's a little hurt, that little hurt may shake you, but it doesn't tear up your foundation. It's kind of like when you have a friend that's your A1 friend, like they've been your A1 since day one, and you have a little rift with your friend. It could even be it doesn't have to be a little, it could be a real rift. But what happens is, while it may shake your foundation, it doesn't break it. It doesn't uproot the entire existence of all that you've had together. And so what ends up happening is you find that, okay, we had an issue. We both did our thing in the issue because, you know, an issue is never just the fault of one person. Let's be real. We both did our thing in the issue. But what we did is we looked at the foundation, the past, all the experiences that we've had together, and all of those have outweighed this one thing that's happening with us right now. This one thing that's happening with us right now cannot overshadow all of the times that that person has been there for you, all of the times that that particular person has meant something. So let's work on being more relevant than relatable. Because when you're relevant, remember, you're leaving a legacy behind you. What you're leaving is roots. What you're leaving is a good foundation that something else can be built upon. So when you're gone or when you're moving on to something else, so let's just use a situation. Here I am, I've done this thing, and now my season is up with it. It's time for me to do something else. But I leave such a good foundation that someone can come in behind me and there you go. They can use my foundation because I've set it up for them. That's being relevant. That's saying I'm not just concerned about myself, I'm concerned about those behind me, generations to come. I'm leaving a platform for someone else. I'm not just selfishly trying to get mine. I'm making sure that there's a pathway blazed and a trail there for other people behind me. So that's when you're related to a circumstance. Or if you want to relate it to a friend, okay? Being relevant means I'm building relationship because I'm not just casually connected, I'm closely connected. All right? We're putting roots in the ground of our relationship so that when the wind blows, when there's a storm, it doesn't uproot the entire relationship. It may blow some leaves off the tree. The tree may bend and sway, but the tree doesn't move because the roots are deep in the ground. So let's make sure that we are being relevant. We're building relevant relationships. We're building relevant legacies. We're building relevant platforms so that it's just, there's more depth. There's more connection. There's room for others. Okay? So, done with the just trying to be relatable doesn't mean there aren't things you're not going to be relatable to, but I'm not going to put all of my focus and energy there. My focus and energy will be on being relevant, not just relatable. Okay, then, that's the gem for today. Until next time, don't allow the world or others to define you. Your creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be. Bye.